If you've ever finished a tough workout and wondered if you've earned a snack, you're not alone. The idea of exercise calories, the calories you burn during exercise, is at the center of one of the most hotly contested questions in the fitness community: should you eat them back? For some, eating back exercise calories is a no-brainer. It's a reward for the hard work you've put in. For others, it seems to go against the goal of weight loss. As always, the answer is in the middle, and it can make all the difference in the world. What are exercise calories, and why do they matter? Before we get into whether you should eat back exercise calories, it is important to understand what exercise calories are. Every time you exercise, whether it is on the treadmill, lifting weights, or even just taking a brisk walk, your body uses energy. This energy use is measured in exercise calories. Your body has a total daily energy expenditure, TDE, which includes your basal metabolic rate, BMR, the number of calories your body needs to simply exist, plus your exercise calories, which are burned through physical activity. Most fitness trackers will subtract your exercise calories from your daily calorie intake to provide you with a net calories amount. This is where the eat back debate really starts. The trouble is, most people tend to grossly overestimate how many exercise calories they are burning. Studies have shown that fitness trackers and exercise machines tend to overestimate calorie burn by as much as 20% to 90%, depending on the machine and the activity. Eating back exercise calories, which you didn't actually burn, is a quick way to find yourself accidentally in a calorie surplus. The case for eating back exercise calories. There are genuine, science-backed reasons why eating back some of your exercise calories makes sense, especially in certain situations. When you're working out regularly and at high intensity, your muscles need fuel to recover and grow. Restricting exercise calories too aggressively can lead to muscle loss, hormonal disruption, chronic fatigue, and even a slower metabolism over time. Athletes and those engaging in high-calorie burning exercises, like long-distance running, swimming, or HIIT sessions, are especially at risk of underfueling. Additionally, if your daily calorie budget is already set to a moderate deficit, say, 300 to 500 calories below maintenance, burning an additional 400 to 600 exercise calories without eating any of them back could put your body into an extreme deficit. That level of restriction isn't sustainable and often backfires, leading to intense hunger, binge eating, and loss of lean muscle mass. For people doing exercises that burn the most calories, such as vigorous cycling, rowing, or intense aerobics, eating back a portion of those exercise calories is often not just acceptable but necessary for performance and recovery. The case against eating back all of your exercise calories. On the flip side, there's a strong argument for not eating back the full amount of exercise calories burned, particularly when weight loss is the primary goal. Here's the core issue: most people are sedentary throughout the rest of their day. A 30-minute jog burns exercise calories, yes, but if you spend the remaining 23.5 hours sitting, your overall activity level is still relatively low. Eating back every calorie burned can eliminate the deficit you've worked hard to create. There's also the accuracy problem mentioned earlier. The question which exercise burns more calories matters because the difference can be dramatic. Running at 6 miles per hour burns significantly more than a casual walk, for example. But even with the most precise tracker, exercise calorie estimates remain educated approximations, not exact science. A common and practical approach used by many registered dietitians and fitness coaches is to eat back only 50% of your exercise calories. This accounts for tracking inaccuracies, keeps your deficit intact, and ensures your body has enough fuel to recover without wiping out your progress. What types of exercise burn the most calories? Understanding exercise calories burned across different workouts can help you make smarter fueling decisions. Here's a general breakdown of high-calorie burning exercises per hour for a 155-pound, 70 kilograms, person. Running at 6 miles per hour burns approximately 600 to 700 calories per hour and stands out as one of the exercises that burn the most calories. Cycling at a vigorous pace typically comes in around 500 to 600 calories. Jump rope, rowing, and HIIT workouts are all in a similar range. On the lower end, walking at a moderate pace burns around 200 to 300 calories per hour, while yoga and gentle stretching hover around 150 to 200. The more intense the workout, the higher the number of calories burned, and the more important it becomes to fuel appropriately. But remember, the duration, intensity, your body weight, and fitness level all significantly influence the final number. The smart middle ground, a practical framework. Rather than choosing rigidly between eating back all or none of your exercise calories, a more nuanced approach tends to work best for most people. Here's how to think about it. If your goal is weight loss and you're doing moderate exercise, 30 to 45 minutes a few times a week, you likely don't need to eat back your exercise calories at all. Your base calorie goal probably already accounts for a light activity level. If your goal is weight loss but you're doing intense or long duration workouts, 60 plus minutes of high calorie burning exercises, eating back 50% of your exercise calories is a smart, sustainable strategy. If your goal is maintaining weight or building muscle, eating back the majority of your exercise calories or even all of them, is reasonable and often recommended. Always prioritize whole, nutrient-dense foods when you do eat back exercise calories. Post-workout meals rich in protein and complex carbohydrates help your muscles recover and keep you feeling satisfied longer. Track smarter with Calorie Tracker Buddy. One of the biggest challenges in managing exercise calories is accurate, hassle-free tracking, and that's exactly where Calorie Tracker Buddy comes in. Designed to make fitness fun and approachable, this app takes the guesswork out of monitoring your daily calorie intake and burn. Here's what makes Calorie Tracker Buddy stand out. Snap the meal, simply point your camera at your food, tap once, and the app instantly calculates calories and nutritional information. Calorie Burn Tracker tracks your exercise calories burned throughout the day, from workouts to everyday movement. Calorie Intake Tracker logs what you eat in seconds and gives you real-time feedback on how it fits your goals. Goal Predictions shows how each meal, snack, and activity impacts your overall progress. Buddy Motivation, a virtual pet companion that grows and thrives as you make healthier choices, keeping you accountable in the most fun way possible. Whether you're deciding how many exercise calories to eat back or just trying to stay on track, Calorie Tracker Buddy gives you the data and the encouragement you need to make informed, confident choices every day. Conclusion. The eat back debate doesn't have a one-size-fits-all answer, but the key principles are clear. Don't overestimate your exercise calories burned, avoid extreme deficits that compromise muscle and energy, and tailor your eating to your specific goals and workout intensity. For most people, eating back 50% of exercise calories is a balanced, practical approach. Use reliable tools to track accurately, fuel your workouts with smart nutrition, and give your body the respect it deserves. FAQs. Q1, should I eat back all my exercise calories? ANS, not necessarily. Eating back 50% is a safer approach, as calorie burn estimates are often inflated, and eating back everything can erase your deficit. Q2, what happens if I don't eat back exercise calories? ANS, if your deficit becomes too large, you may experience fatigue, muscle loss, and slowed metabolism. Listen to your body, especially after high-calorie burning exercises. Q3, does exercise type affect how much I should eat back? ANS, yes. High-intensity or long-duration activities create a larger exercise calorie burn, making partial eat-back more important for recovery and performance. Q4, how do I know how many exercise calories I actually burned? ANS, use a fitness tracker or app like Calorie Tracker Buddy for real-time, activity-based estimates and adjust based on how you feel.